Good morning, students. Today we are going to start the fourth chapter of economics, globalization and the Indian economy. In this chapter, we will mainly focus on globalization, factors which have made globalization possible, and the impact of globalization on Indian economy. Of course, there are other related topics also which we will learn, like WTO, that is World Trade Organization, and what is fair globalization. I'm sure you will enjoy this chapter because you are going to learn many new things in this chapter. So let's begin with our chapter. Students, when we go to market as consumers, we see a lot of change in the market. Change in the sense of things which are sold in the market. You might not have noticed that change because you are too young to notice this change. See, I am talking about some 30 years back, 30 years ago, when none of you were born, of course, at that time, and markets were not the same as you see it today. That means the things which you see, which are being sold in this market, were not there, not all the things were there. The wide variety of things, all the international brands were not available in our markets. Just think of the food items you get to eat today. The McDonald's burgers, pizzas of Domino's or Pizza Hut. Just think about the brands available in consumer products like shoes, ready-made garments, mobile, TVs or cars. The best of the brands are now sold in Indian markets. We don't have to go to any foreign country to buy these products. But earlier, it was not like this. If one wanted to buy sports shoes, maybe Bata or Liberty were the two main brands. For TV, one or two main brands like TCTV, if I remember correctly, or Onida were sold in the market. Only Fiat or Ambassador cars could be seen on Indian roads. Of course, very rich people with lots of money could buy things from other countries, but for that also they had to pay a very high price. But now the situation is not the same. Our markets have transformed. Almost all the international brands are sold in the Indian markets. If you want to buy sports shoes, apart from Bata and Liberty, you can choose from so many brands like Nike, Adidas, Reebok, Puma or Skechers. Similarly, latest models of TVs or mobiles of all international companies are sold in Indian market. Almost all the companies of the world like Ford, Honda, BMW, Toyota, Volkswagen, Ferrari, they sell their cars in Indian market. Indian consumers now have a wide choice. That too at a very reasonable price. Now, this transformation in the market is the result of globalization. Now, what is globalization? Globalization is the process of rapid integration or interconnection between countries. It is because of globalization only, more and more goods, services, investment and technology are moving between countries. It is because of globalization only that you don't have to go to the USA to eat McDonald's burger or to Japan to buy a Honda car. It is because of globalization only that the latest technology is available now in India also. Now, to understand the concept of globalization better, okay, we have to learn about the factors which have made globalization possible. Of course, one of the most important factor is trade. Now you all know trade. Trade means buying or selling the goods. We have read earlier trade can be at the local level, it can be at the state level, between the states also, between the countries also. Now, trade is nothing new for us. The practice of export and import was there since ages. You have read in your lower classes how in ancient times Indian spices and muslin cloth were in great demand all over the world. How India used to sell these items almost to all the countries of the world in exchange of gold. Many commodities were carried to Europe and other parts of Asia through silk route, although silk was the main item of trade on that route. Then, during colonial period, we have read that India exported foodstuff and raw material and used to import finished goods. So trade is nothing new for us. Trade was the main channel at that time. Okay, main channel to connect to various countries. But then, what is the difference? The difference is, then, or you can say, until the middle of the 20th century, production was largely organized within countries. That means the entire process was carried out in one country. Entire process of production was carried out in one country. And it was only the finished product which crossed the boundary. It was only the finished product which was sold to other countries. But the emergence of big multinational companies, or corporations changed this all. So let us learn what are these multinational corporations or MNCs as they are called in short. Let us learn how do they work and how they have helped in the process of globalization, that is, integrating the economies of the world. A multinational corporation or MNC is a company that owns or controls production in more than one country. I repeat this. A multinational corporation or MNC is a company that owns or controls production in more than one country. MNC not only sells its finished product in different countries, it also carry out production in various countries. See, this is what it makes, okay, the MNC is different from other companies. While other companies earlier, they used to carry out the entire process of production in their own country, okay, and then used to sell the finished goods to other country. MNCs do not function in that way. They carry out, they spread out the production also in various countries. Let us try to understand this through an example how MNCs work. A large MNC, okay, for example, a large MNC which produces industrial equipment has its head office at the USA. That means company's head office is at USA. So in USA, the product is designed. In the head office, the designing of the production, okay, of the product is carried out. Now, once the product is designed, its components are not manufactured in USA. The components are manufactured in China. Okay, so can you see how different processes are being carried out at different places? The designing is done in the USA. Components are manufactured in China. Then, the components are then sent to Mexico and countries of Eastern Europe, where the products are assembled. So, at third stage, the assembly process is carried out in different countries in Mexico and Eastern European countries. Okay. Then the finished products are sold all over the world. Okay, that means from Mexico and from the countries of Eastern Europe, the products are sold in, okay, they are transported and sold to the different parts of the world. The company's customer care center, okay, may be in India. Okay, that means call center is in India. Now, in this example, we have seen this particular MNC is not only selling its finished goods globally. The goods and services are produced also globally. That means the entire process of production is not carried out at one place. Rather, it is divided into small parts and spread in various countries. This has made the production procedure much more complex. The company has to organize the production at different places, coordinate, okay, between different units which are placed in different countries. Now, this is much more difficult and complex than organizing all the things at one place. Then why do MNCs do this? Why they have made the process more complex? The simple answer to this question is, okay, the MNC is MNC does this, okay, to reduce the cost of production and earn greater profit. Okay, so everything is done to reduce the cost of production and to earn greater profit. Now, in this example, what we have seen, okay, the MNC gets the components, okay, manufactured in China. Now, why in China? Why not in its own country? Because of easy availability of raw material and cheap labor in China. China is a large country with very large population, and because of that, not only they get the raw material easily at a very less price, the labor is available at very less price, on very low salaries. This reduces the cost of production. Now, the products are assembled in Mexico and in Eastern Europe because of their closeness to market, which reduces the cost of transportation and thus the cost of production. Okay, they assemble the products in these countries because after assembling these products, they are transported in the nearby countries, which reduces the cost of transportation. Its customer care center is in India because in India they get educated English speaking workers to work in these, okay, centers at very, very less salary, which further reduces their cost of production. Now, in this way, what we see, this MNC is able to save around 50 to 60% in production and can increase its profit many folds. Hence, the advantage of spreading out production across the border can be truly immense. So, that's all for today, students. We have learned today how Indian markets have transformed in last few years. In today's lecture, we have also learned about large companies called MNC and saw that through an example that why they spread production in different countries. In our next class, we are going to study the different ways in which these MNCs spread out the production across the globe and in this process interlink the economies. Goodbye till then.